Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. It's a shame that so many of us risk so little and judge so much at the same time. It's like we're just critics sitting on the sidelines, spectating, rather than participating in the game. We got to participate in this game of life, not just comment on it, not just commentate. When you risk nothing, you're pretty much risking everything else that could be. We stay in these jobs that suck or in these careers that we hate, afraid to take chances, afraid to take leaps, trying new things. We got to be more than just critics. We got to do more than critique on other people's work. We got to put out our own work and test our own reputations. See what it's like to constantly be compared to your prior work or to your last greatest hit. Those of us who express ourselves regardless of what type of critiques we're going to get or how people going to perceive it or judge it, we have to do more than not setting examples for those coming up under us and just constantly, you know, someone else's life being our entertainment. We don't know what it's like to be in those shoes of the artists and entertainers and celebrities and stuff that we put under the microscope so much, when they're just people just like us, putting their best foot forward, trying to make good out of all of this when there is no real manual. The price we pay when we risk nothing is a great price, because the bill always comes due. So if we sit on the sidelines just judging, just commenting, not putting in any work, there's this immeasurable price that we all have to pay come the end of our lives. That price is regret. It's a hard price to pay, and it's a price that's pretty much impossible to pay, because we can't go back in time and change things. All we can do is live off of that hindsight is 2020 thing. But if we did the work now, then we wouldn't have those regrets, really. We have to all put our best foot forward. We should be trying new things. We should not be stuck in places that we don't like. We should be living our best lives, attempting to do our best work while we're here, while we are capable, while we are fluid, while we are agile and in our primes, versus waiting to the last minute or until things are better for us. We got to work with what we got, with where we are, with what we have, with who is in our lives at this point. We can't just risk so little and then just really have words for those who risk so much more than us day in, day out. We got to be more than just critics. We got to be artists too. We have to be craftsmen and craftswomen and people putting out things into this world. We got to be producers as much as we're consumers, or at least twice as much if we can be. Twice as much production than consumption. And then we're all the better for it. We create better societies that way. we have more diverse living situations, and diversity brings so much to the table. Diversity of ideas and people and thoughts and products and services, because we're all complex creatures. So don't pay that price at the end of your life called regret when you could have been doing more now. We all could be doing more. We all could be improving in some way because we are not perfect. We work to be, we try to be, but no matter what we do, we will never be. Still, it's the pursuit of that that gives us purpose, that drives us. I never want to just be a critic and talk about you or your work or only report on what you're doing and putting it under the microscope and talking about it and stuff all of the time. You don't see me doing that, and you won't see me doing that. I will definitely be spending more time trying to put something out, trying to create something that does not yet exist. If you're listening to this, you got the bug too. You have the idea to, the inclination to, and sometimes we just need a little bit of a push. Sometimes we need to see examples of people that look like us doing it. And so it's fun to commentate and to comment and to spectate. You know, that can be entertaining and stuff at times, but and to watch other people do it. But we can't just judge them all the time. Especially when our own lives could be better. And, you know, maybe we wish we were them, right? Maybe we may envy certain aspects of things, or we may feel like they got great genes or had great managers, great people, great support systems around them to get them to where they were. But talent isn't everything. Talent has to be cultivated and practiced upon to be more than just good genes or good blessings. Or yeah, great blessings. So we have to look beyond that. We all gotta work on our things, and we should be participants in the game. We should be players, not just bench warmers. We can do that if we make active decisions towards that. And we say, you know, it's cool to be entertained by what other people are doing, but, you know, you're more than that. You're more than just a person to be entertained. You got things to put out too. You have work that needs to be seen, to be heard, to be experienced, to be witnessed. You got all of that in you. And then it's going to be other people's turn to be spectators and to watch you on your platform. And so the cycle repeats. So learn from the examples that exist today, those among us who are great, who are legendary, who seem to do the impossible, who seem to be superhuman. You know, they made it the same flesh and blood you are, right? The same basic chemicals and compositions. And regardless of any advantages that they may be perceived to have, what I do guarantee you is this: they're going through some things too, and you just may not see that. But they might be going through things way worse than you're doing. That's the way life works and stuff sometimes. So let's risk more by simply doing what's in your soul print to come out, what you know already exists within you, the ideas that you have, the inclinations that you have. Because if you're listening to this, you do have them. Whether you need guidance or strategy and stuff, you know, that's all to come down the line. But do what you can with what you have. Don't wait on other people. Don't wait on things to happen for you. You got to be the active one to put stuff out. You have to take risk. That's the only way you're going to get rewards. You take no risk, you'll never get a reward. At least by risking, you have a chance. There's a possibility. There's, you know, 50-50 at that point. But you're going to get, you got a 0% chance of getting a reward by risking nothing. So even if that is your primary motivation, you know, let it be. And you'll grow and you'll mature as time goes on. So risk something. I challenge you today in your life. It doesn't need to be life or death. It could be something super small. It could be something that you thought that you were previously incapable of. But risk it. See what happens. And then put that out and publish that. And see what it's like getting your work judged all the time or reading things that you may not like or that people may say. See what it's like when that shoe is on the other foot. And then see, do you still feel the same way about how you judge things and people and their work? Because at least they're trying, right? You're better than that. You can take risk. I do every time I get up on this thing and talk to you. So I'm with you. We can do this together. Be well in all that you're doing. I appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.